everyone's come off the game just really disappointed. Everyone said we deserve the 3 points, I feel, but we just didn't take our chances.
From a defensive point of view, did you feel the Shots defence, you know, dealt with the attacking threat that Eastleigh posed well this evening?
Yeah, definitely. I thought, apart from the first goal they had in the first half at the end, they didn't really have any clear-cut chances. We did, but they took theirs, but we didn't take any of ours, which was what it came down to.
It was a slightly patched-up defence with no Jake Cole, no Callum Reynolds and Shea on the bench. Is it a back four that you've been able to train with over the last sort of couple of days?
Yeah, we've trained with it, but everyone knows each other and everyone knows each other's game. So, it wasn't anything to do with that. I think everyone fitted in well, but it just comes down to the chances we can take.
As a defender, when you know your strikers aren't taking chances, does that make your job harder?
Not really. I think we all just kept positive and we all tried to get the goal, try to get another one. But it's tough when we're not scoring. But all we can do is really just do our bit and try and keep them from having their chances. But yeah.
It was obviously a horrible time to concede the goal. Second minute of first half stoppage time. What was said in the dressing room at the break?
Nothing much, really, just saying we needed a kick on in the second half, which we did. That's not much to say, really, because we played really well and we deserved the 3 points, but we didn't get any, so...
Is that the main message to take to Saturday's game against Sutton United, that there are plenty of positives from the game today?
Yeah, definitely, and in the past few games, we haven't come away with the points that I think we've deserved, so I think we just need to keep working hard and keep performing like that, and the performance will start turning around.
From a personal perspective, obviously you've started the last three games, two in midfield and back at centre-back today. Is there a mental difference from your side of things in playing in the two different roles?
Obviously it's just the key thing, you're playing midfield and you're playing centre-half, but it's just to give it 100% and do what you can on the ball and off the ball, and it's simple when you're playing with good players, and the game's made a lot easier, and I think it was pretty easy starting in the centre back when he needed me. So, nothing too much.
And in terms of you playing on alongside Will Evans today, how is he as a partner? Is he quite vocal, or is he quite quiet, or how does that sort of that partnership work?
Yeah, I think we just both communicated to each other. We knew. I know Will's game. I'm sure because it's the first time I've played centre half with Will. I think he was getting used to how I play, but I think we suited each other quite fine. I think it was good.
Do you have a preference at all?
I'm mainly centre half, but I'll play wherever the captain needs me to play.